Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 21st, 2022, 10:33 on the clock. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And I am joined right now by Tim Kreft from Alliant Energy. Their solar project is going to be our main topic today. Tim, thanks a lot for joining us.
Happy to be here, James.
I've been looking forward to this for a while now. We're so happy to have you guys in studio and to be able to talk about this. It's something that certainly has been in, you know, conversations among water coolers and all that stuff here in the central Wisconsin area, specifically in Rapids. And I want to get into the Alliant Energy, the project, in more details on it. But one thing I've picked up from a lot of listeners talking about this subject is not a real understanding of what solar energy is, how it works. So if you don't mind, Tim, I'd like to treat this this opening kind of like everybody's five-year-olds out there. We're all five-year-olds. Explain it to us like we're a five-year-old kind of thing. How does solar energy work?
Sure. Happy to do that for you, James. And I actually start a lot of my presentations with a little bit of an overview of how solar works, expecting that maybe not everybody's extremely familiar with it, but it's really very, very basic. The sun's rays come down and they hit a polysilicon panel. That silicon in the panel is really a sandwich of glass on either side with a wafer of photovoltaic cells between it, and that photovoltaic cell made out of polysilicon gets excited by the sun's rays. The it's engineered such that when the rays hit it, electrons in that wafer get excited and they start moving, and they move down the connective wires in that panel, and they join up with the other electrons from other panels in that wire, and the electrons actually physically move down the line to where they get joined up in what's called a combiner box, where all of a certain number, roughly 400, 500 panels go to a single combiner box, and those electrons get combined, and then they go on a little bit bigger wire down the line and join up with other electrons from other junction boxes from other solar panels, and they make their way to what's called an inverter. So the electrons physically move to that inverter, and that inverter is where I like to say is where the magic happens, because that's where that direct current, those flowing electrons, go and get turned into the type of electricity that we use right now in our homes and our businesses, and we're using right now for this radio broadcast, and that's alternating current electricity, or AC current. And so at the Wood County site, there are 42 of those magic places, the inverters, and they change the electricity from direct current to alternating current, and then they go to the substation we're all familiar with distribution poles and transmission poles, transmission poles being the higher one, higher, and with the lines being a little bit higher up. And that's where the power from this site gets put onto a power pole and a power wire that makes its way over to the substation. And from the substation, it goes and gets stepped up and put on the grid, on the electric grid, for all of our use. And electricity, I get a question frequently, well, where's the power going? It fills the void. So electricity gets used in the spot where it's most closely needed. And so the power being generated at that Wood County site in Saratoga is likely being used to power, you know, all the homes and businesses in the Wisconsin Rapids area, because that's where the need is. That's the closest need.
To summarize, science is really cool. Like, science is awesome. It's amazing. Like, it really is. When you just take a step back sometimes and just look at this stuff, it's just incredible how it works. And thank you, Tim, very much. I have such an admiration for people that it can explain complex things to where even I can understand it. Nicely done. I appreciate that. So how much electricity comes from solar power?
From the Wood County site, or in general, nationwide?
Let's be specific. Let's go local. Let's go ahead and say from the Wood County site.
So the Wood County site is 150 megawatts of alternating current. And so That's enough power to help people understand. That's enough power to power about 40,000 normal size homes.
That's very impressive. Mm-hmm. How does solar energy impact electricity costs, or does it?
It certainly does affect the energy costs. So when we as a company plan how to meet our customers' needs, we look for what's in the customer's best interest. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why solar energy starts popping up for use for our customers is twofold. One is the price of solar energy at the utility scale. So like the Wood County site has come down about 80-85% over the last 10 years. Mm. So it's made it a very competitive asset for us to put in to generate electricity. Mm-hmm. And then the ongoing use, the fuel cost of the sun, the fuel cost, which is making those electricities over the next 30 years at that site, will be zero. Mm. So that benefit we showed in our regulatory filings with the Public Service Commission will have the benefits of saving our customers in the neighborhood of $1 billion to $2 billion over the entire life cycle of the projects that we're doing here in southern Wisconsin.
How much we've kind of touched on this a little bit, but how much electricity we're able to get from these particular panels, and how that works, you've kind of given us a bit of that. But how it is going to affect like your everyday Rapids resident or everyday resident that is living in a solar power community? That's one of those ones. Do we have the, you know, okay, we know how many people this is going to affect now, or is this one of those things that we kind of have to kind of see how it develops, how it goes?
The project itself will have some direct impacts to the local community. We, as the local utility here, will be providing payments over the next 30 years to both the county as well as the town of Saratoga in the neighborhood of about $600,000 a year. Mm. So there's direct tax benefits there. Obviously, the project itself brought in the neighborhood of 225 construction workers. I believe about 85% of those were Wisconsin-based. So a big economic impact here to the community while the project was being created. As it go over the long run, I'm not exactly sure.
Oh no, you pretty much answered it. Okay, you hit it right on the head. Okay. I hit it right on the head. Yeah. What I was looking for, what I've heard from people that were kind of interested about it. That helps. That's very helpful.
Those payments in kind actually that are a big benefit for the local communities.
Well, and creating the jobs that it did certainly has been beneficial as well among, you know, future things that it is able to give to your clients, to people just in general in the community, and the solar panel installation is now complete. Man, that feels good to say. I can't imagine. That feels good just for me to say it. I can't imagine how you must feel, Tim, and your partners and everything. When it comes to this, the finishing touches and everything, what's the last bits of work that needs to be done as far as like just hammering, you know, crossing our T's, dotting our I's, that kind of thing?
Well, I was pretty excited to get some pictures from my on-site folks on Monday. That showed that we've now installed the informational kiosks at that site. So we're in really the final touches on the Wood County Solar Project. We are putting up the final fencing. We're putting up the informational kiosks. We're going through performance testing to make sure that our contractor meets their meets the obligations that they made to us and our customers for that project. And I'm working with my colleagues in what's called our operations and maintenance group. They'll be the ones that take over the project and maintain the facility once we're officially done.
Excellent. We're going to take a quick minute break. We'll come back and have some more conversation with Tim. We'll talk a little bit more specifically about the Alliant Energy Solar Project and the fun things that we have to look forward to with it and plenty more when we come back with Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, where we're speaking with Tim Kreft. Alliant Energy Solar Project is our topic today. And one of the more important questions I'm going to ask you, sir, am I saying your last name right? Is it Kreft?
Kreft, yes.
I am saying, okay. Okay, all right. Hey, Pam, mark that one down. I never get last names right. We were talking about the installation and the project that has hit completion in our Wisconsin Rapids area here. And there's been a bunch of fun things that came out about this. One of them, a press release I recently saw from you guys, Alliant Energy supercharges battery deployment, accelerated development of energy storage capacity to deliver increased value, efficiency, and reliability to Alliant Energy customers here in Wisconsin. What is the stripped-down version of that? What does that mean for our listeners out there, for our, all of us here?
As we move as a country to greener technologies to reduce our carbon footprint, the solar and the wind projects really not only are cost-effective, but they're beneficial from reducing our carbon footprint. But I think we all know that there's day and there's night, and that makes solar, that makes 100% reliability on solar difficult, and there's days that where it's windy, and there's days when it's not windy, and that makes 100% reliability on wind difficult. And so we as a company need a portfolio that, so that we always have the energy available for our customers. And batteries are becoming a very cost-effective way to manage that gap that we see with renewables, where we have times during the day, times during the month, where we don't have energy available from our renewable resources. And so we've now put forward a couple of projects here in Wisconsin, one here in at Wood County, to partner up the solar energy with batteries. And so what if you think about what that will do, it will extend the day for us, essentially. So the day will be extended where we can, when the sun is going down, when the sun is down, still have electricity to provide and put on the grid as we discharge those batteries.
I'm a big believer in having a plan B. You know, so much so that I got a plan J. Like, I always have backup plans and backup ideas, no matter what we're talking about in life. And one of the things that early on in life that when I'm young and I'm first hearing about solar power, the thing that I enjoyed about it, the idea of it is this kind of like backstop that it almost is. That as you touched on eloquently, you know, we don't have the sun all the time, we don't have the wind all the time, so that's part purpose of needing other energy sources. But we also don't know, you know, there could be a day where we run out of this source or we run out of that source. And so having solar power there, well, like, you know, crossing our fingers, we're always going to have the sun. We're always going to have wind. So here is another backup to our backup. And it's kind of interesting, especially the way that you have worded it, Tim. And now that I'm seeing it in a different light here and a little bit more of a bigger perspective, that it's a backup to the backup. And it's also backing up. They back up each other. Mm-hmm. You said a line earlier that I really enjoyed. The solar fills holes. That it, you know, it takes over where other areas where there might be a missing or not as strong of power, maybe solar is able to fix that. And it's certainly more than anything, it's certainly a backup. It's a reliable source, and so many of the other things you've touched on. Is that another reason why Alliant got behind solar power? Is that these things that you kind of touched on and I was mentioning there?
Absolutely. We as a company plan in the 30, 40, 50 year time horizon. So we have coal-fired power plants in Portage and Sheboygan that were built in the 70s, and those are coming to the end of the life. So when we looked to see what we should be doing for our customers for the next 40, 50 years, we run economic models and provide that information to the commission, and we choose what makes the most sense. So we just And one of the things that is important to us as a company is being able to always provide electricity to our customers. And what that means is we have a portfolio of energy generating assets. So we just brought a large gas power plant on the grid a couple of years ago in Beloit. So that's a nice base load plant. So that can ramp up and down as our renewable resources fluctuate because of clouds or because of the wind going down. Partner that up then with batteries, and you have this portfolio. So people shouldn't think that it's all solar or it's all wind, right? That's not going to be the case. It's this pool of assets the way we see it, such that we're always, always able to provide the electricity. So when you flip your lights, you know, the power is there, even if the sun is down.
Yeah. It makes me think of insurance policies very often. You hope that you never have to use it, but man, you want it. You definitely want to have it. It's nice to have these backups. It's mm-hmm. especially, you know, with the different conversations that we've just had just now, but I mean in general and as a society, where we're worried about our carbon footprint, we're worried about the future and having a planet to, you know, in the future and these things. And as we're worried, we see, well, this industry is you know, that doesn't have the resources it used to, and this one doesn't. So having another backup, having another energy source isn't just smart, it's vital to human beings surviving. Like, it's solar power is so much bigger than I think a lot of us realize, and having it a little bit closer to home has brought it that much closer to home for so many people, and an area that doesn't always talk about these things or think about this stuff. Mm-hmm. Have you heard from the community? Have you gotten a lot of that kind of feedback that this has been something that's been welcomed, that it's something that, wow, we didn't know it was this vital. We didn't know how important this might be and how much this can help us. Is that kind of feedback you've heard?
We've definitely got increasing positive feedback as the project continued. I think people had a lot of questions for us when we bought the project from Savion. Mm-hmm. And we started our path forward with construction. Lots of folks asking, and rightfully so, asking questions about construction noise and damage to the roads, mm-hmm. or access to the town dump over there and their property and how that was going to be impacted. And those are things that people should be concerned about and ask questions about. What I think, you know, we showed that we've been here 100 years. We plan on being here another 100, and we're going to be a good community member. Our project did multiple activities from a good community neighbor perspective. I can get into some of that if you like. But, you know, I think as time went on, people were seeing a much more positive, seeing the project in a very positive light for what it is, a community asset that's going to be contributing here to the local communities for the next 30 years.
You know, doing my homework on you guys at Alliant, I found right away that you guys do not believe in gambling with your money. you're not doing this project because you feel like gambling and taking a chance. Like, you've done your homework. You know how important this is. It also feels like one of those things, and not at all to speak for Alliant, but just from what I'm reading in the press releases you guys have had, that this is something that you're not just... not doing out of for just another source so much is also it's vital. It's important that we do this. This is a passion project as much as it is a vital for the community. It's a bit of a kind of balance.
Yeah, we're on a roadmap that was created out of that planning process that I talked about earlier to get to having our generating fleet being coal-free by the 2040 and carbon neutral by 2050. And this fits in perfectly with that. But did we do this out of, because it was a crazy investment? Absolutely not. Our investments go through serious economic modeling, and they go in front of the Public Service Commission, whose job it is to make sure that our investments are in the best interest of our customers. And as I always talk about, and I've already spoken here with this statistic, the cost of these types of projects over the last decade have gone down 85%. That's why these projects this size are really in the best interest of our customers. They are now very, very competitive when you compare them to other ways that we can generate electricity.
You guys had some of our friends from Mid-State Technical College, some of the students over there for a second visit, I believe, and had them check out the project, as well as some of our friends from the Nakusa High School building trades classes. How did that go?
Went fantastic. I was very happy to be able to host the local tech and the high schools there. We had a full conference room full of folks that were in their apprenticeship and wanting to learn about renewable energy.
And I can't imagine the questions, the different feedback you got from it and everything. And while it's great, no matter who the citizen is, having that the project and showing them around, it's so important when it comes to our youth. For one, we have no idea who might, you know, one of those kids get an idea sparked in their head. Maybe they come up with another energy resource or something like that. Maybe they work at Alliance. Maybe they work at another energy source. Whatever the case might be, it's springing those ideas, springing that, interest in this information and knowing more about solar power. That's great in itself, but also just kind of shows... I think that there's something to be said, too, as silly as it may seem, to showing your hand, to kind of like letting the community know, like, hey, this is what we got here. This is what we have. Bring your kids. Bring your family. Check this out. It's fun. It's safe. It's interesting. You have questions? Ask us. The transparency that you guys have had with this project, I don't know if it was something that you thought about beforehand, but it's been very noticeable. And it's almost as if when I have asked people about it, the concerns they have, do you have any questions? I'm going to be speaking with somebody from a line at the end of the week, that kind of thing. It's more about... Well, just some of the things we've already touched on here, just some of the more specific details, not so much about Alliant, but about solar power. They don't have as many questions from you guys as much. And I think that's because you've kind of answered a lot of them. And we all know that change can be, scary and a little rocky at times and everything. The more information people have, the less that they can question. Mm-hmm. So that's been very well done by you guys. But what was the reasoning or the initiative to bring younger people, to bring some of these students to the site?
We think it's really important to connect to our community in that regard, and so did the contractor that we had on site there. It's important. These are the jobs of the future. There's going to be more solar projects built across the country, so having the apprentice electricians come in and the apprentice carpenters come in and be able to see and touch, well, to see, they weren't allowed to touch the facility. That's important. That's important to help them understand. And we were also proud to be able to donate some of the material that maybe was damaged and not suitable for installation to the local carpenters union and the operating engineers, so they can actually practice on that equipment, so they come out trained when they come to site. That was key to us as well.
It's a smart investment as well as a good thing to do. Like, it's smart on many levels. And I didn't know that latter part. Thanks for sharing that. Tim, we've only got about a minute or two left. We've got about 2 minutes left, really. Is there anything that what would you like the people to know before we leave us today? Like, is there anything we haven't touched on that you'd like to get out there to the audience, to the best listeners in radio?
Well, I'm very proud of the Wood County Solar Project. I think rightfully so. For us, it starts with safety. There was about 400,000 hours of work from the various craft that went into that project, and there wasn't a single recordable injury. We had first aids, sure. Every project has a first aid or two. Yeah. We found a lot of bees out there, and that caused some stings. But nobody, everybody went home at the end of the day in the manner that they got to work that day. That it, for me and for Alliant Energy, it starts there. Mm-hmm. And I think we show that we're good members of the community. And with regard to how we acted during the project and what mm-hmm. you'll see going forward. And I am going to be proud when the vegetative buffer is fully grown and people drive by that site and they see... they can see the solar arrays, and they can see the pine trees and the vegetative buffer, and proud of the fact that we have about 54 acres of butterfly and bumblebee habitat there to help with pollinators. That is the sustainable. Not only is the project itself part of sustainable energy, but we're in the process of getting a accreditation for the sustainability of the project itself. So that's in the utility industry, that's called Envision. It's sort of like LEED, but utility infrastructure projects have a different criteria, so it's called Envision. So we don't know how we did yet. We're hoping to get the highest level, but we'll find out soon. But I think from a project perspective, there's a lot to be proud of, and we look forward to 30 years of creating solar-powered energy here for the Wisconsin Rapids community.
Really wonderful conversation, Tim. I've enjoyed it a lot. We're going to have to bring you back sometime. You did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the stuff we've talked about, how can they reach you or how can they find that out?
Well, on our website, alliantenergy.com, there's clicks to all of our solar projects. Actually, mm-hmm. we have 12 projects going on across the state. The Wood County one has got a link that'll put you in touch with our communications folks, and that likely will find its way to my desk.
Appreciate the time, Tim. You have a good weekend.
Thanks much.
We'll be back next week with more Morning Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.